Blog Talk Radio.
You got Brenda Bradshaw, psychic, soul, card, reading, right now, lots of.
It seems life was losing all its fun, always loving on the run. There was nothing to be done with you. Turn my whole thing around, pick myself up off the ground. Come to these arms, I want to embrace you. You are my lady, I'll never replace you. Oh, Brenda, my Brenda, I'm thinking about your love.
Christianity, spirituality. This show is all about receiving, cooperation, forgiveness, and agreement. There are six decks. You get to pick each one of those decks as your story unfolds. In the cards, I concentrate and I listen inside of myself to the Holy Spirit telling me the interpretation. This show is not like any other show. Thank you so much for joining the show. Thank you for your patience as we go through and do a reading for someone. They may have gotten readings from other shows, but they didn't get this kind of reading. 347-838-8452. This is Brenda Bradshaw. We're doing the readings, messages from the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for all your love and all your support.
I'm thinking about your love. You're all that I'm dreaming of. Whoa, Brenda.
Well, I got my cards right here, and I do have a new deck. Got a new deck for Christmas. It seems to be working out, but you know, you never can tell, you know, exactly what cards are the best or how to use the cards. So I'm kind of getting used to it. I've ordered another deck, but you know, the thing about it is that it's all about in the interpretation, you know, what you are going to interpret basically from the cards. Let me start out with somebody. And let's see here what we have here. We have a deck here about relationships coming up. Let's see here. All right. 413. Your deck is about relationships tonight. Would that be interesting to you?
Interesting, but not what I was calling about, but okay.
Yep. Okay. Give me a number between 1 and 7.
7.
You like 7?
Please, yes.
Okay, hold on. All right. She likes number 7. So let's see what we're going to go deep into the deck here. And we're going to come up with, all right. We got a timing card. And since it looks like relationships, it's all about timing. So you're not really looking for a relationship. Would that be about right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we don't get to do anything with the timing card, because the timing card kind of holds whatever you got going on right now. So you do have a good relationship going on right now in your life?
I do.
That's good. Now give me another number, and let me see where I can go in my deck here. Let's say between 1 and 5 this time. Let's see. It's kind of a shallow deck here. What number do you like?
4, please.
Number 4. Hold on. Well, said you had good relationship, but you got the Hermit card. Looking to make a change this year about getting out more, spreading your wings, doing things, not so much staying to yourself. How's that look?
I would say that's right.
Yeah. The Hermit made a big change here for you. We're shifting the cards here. Now, did you have something come up this past year as far as people getting in your way, or when you were trying to do things, nobody was agreeing with you? Did you have a lot of, like, stop it, stop this, stop that? Did you feel like that you were being pushed into a corner? Any of that going on with you?
Yes, at work.
Yeah, that's the Hermit. You see, the Hermit will do that, you know, retreat. And so it says here we got to break that for this year. Let me pull another deck here. Okay, we have another deck between 1 and 4. Where do we go here?
4, please.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, this is a good card. This is a Wheel of Fortune card. That's a good card. You know, it's kind of like the Wheel of Fortune is spinning. That means take a chance, take a risk. You're going to have to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
So the Hermit is going to move out of that position into taking risk. That means that you're going to break this cycle of letting people push you around. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. Because I like the Wheel of Fortune. So you just need to make a choice to take a risk and just go ahead and do what you think is right and do what you think is going on and don't let anybody push you around and take a risk on the Wheel of Fortune. That's what it's telling you to do. Okay, that's your advice for this year, is to go ahead and push in it. You know, some people say don't resist. I say Wheel of Fortune, you take a gamble, okay?
Well, I feel like I've taken a gamble. My husband and I put an offer onto a house before selling our house, and our house has been on the market for 2 months, and we had a showing yesterday, and you're like, no one has put an offer at all into our house, and it's very frustrating. We dropped the price again, and we're supposed to have an open house.
No, you got the Wheel of Fortune, right? So keep pushing it. Take a gamble. Everything's going to work, but you're the one that's got to, you know, push it. You can't resist. You can't go back and be a hermit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's saying. As far as relationships go, You've got a good relationship. Y'all are together in your agreement. So, I mean, looking at the whole reading here, it says go ahead and go with it because mm-hmm. you're going to win because you got the Wheel of Fortune. How does that sound?
Oh, I hope so. It sounds great. Thank
yeah.
you.
Well, no, that's the cards. I mean, you know, you're looking at the tarot cards now, okay, honey?
Mm-hmm.
And my interpretation of the tarot cards are very good for you. I mean, you went through that period of time where you were being pushed and you were allowing it to be pushed. And then you broke that cycle. So, you know, you got out of that because the tarot cards for this year and right now while we're reading it is it says go for it. Okay? Got it?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that's what I'm looking at. A go for, you know. All right. Well, thank you very much for letting me read your cards. And you have a good new year, honey. Okay?
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Yeah, you got a good card, a Wheel of Fortune. You know, take a risk. You know, bet it. You know, play it all. Wheel of Fortune is definitely spinning for this person here. She was a hermit. She wasn't even trying to get it to spin. Let me turn these cards over, shuffle them up again. We'll start again for somebody else. All right. Hold on here. Let me be back here in just a minute. I'll be right back.
Psychic Soul Card Reading Show, Messages with the Holy Spirit, not an accident. I know you out there somewhere. Give me a call. 347-838-8452. Here's the Moody Blues. I know you're out there somewhere.
And I've left behind the empty streets that once inspired my life. And the strength of the emotion is like thunder. Just the promise that made each other haunts me to the end. I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere. You can hear my voice. I know I'll find you somewhere, somewhere, somewhere.
I got a new deck here, shuffled them up for you, and let's see here what's going on with this person. See what the cards are looking like tonight. 786, and how are you doing? You want a card reading tonight, dear?
Hello? Yes.
Yeah. Would you like a card reading?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so are you looking at having new children around you in your life right now? New people, new friends?
I'm open to having new people in my life, yeah.
Yeah? Are you looking at that now for this year?
Sure. I mean, I'm in a relationship right now, but I'm open to making new friends.
Yeah, new friends. Yeah. Now, are you right now? Are you in a position like to become like an aunt or a grandmother, something like that? Somebody in the family is having a baby.
Really? Well, my brother just had a child a year ago. Other than that,
uh-huh.
I don't know of anybody else having a pregnancy.
Well, somebody else is planning something this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing I just wanted to tell you I picked up on. Okay? Now, I want to ask you, did you change jobs in the middle of year? Did you change jobs in the middle of the year last year?
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh. How's that working?
It's a very low-paying job.
Yeah. You know what you're going to have to do, don't you?
Continue applying?
Yeah.
I haven't stopped.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to get something new. My cards are showing that you're in a transition right now as far as your career. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to get you something new, something that you can stick with. You know, something with the money and, position. This is what I'm looking at. Did you ever work in a library or something like that where people were keeping records? Some kind of record room?
No. I worked.
How about a library? Did you ever work in a library?
No, no.
Well, I want you to check that out. Okay? Do you read a lot of books?
I do. I do. Read a lot, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, they have job openings right now where you are in the state library, and then you'd make enough money, and you'd like it because of all the books that you like to read. I'm just saying, there's a job open for you, okay, in the library.
They just opened up a new position. You be sure to check that out.
Yeah.
Okay, but I
well, where you work then? They don't have a library. Where you work?
Where I work, they do have a small library. Yes, they do. It's a shelter.
Do you go in there a lot?
Not really. They're closing it because of an incident that happened in the library.
What happened in the library?
They opened up a locker that contained medical health records. So
yeah.
We don't know if somebody stole information or not. But they opened up a new position where I work at, and it may be a little bit more money, but I don't have experience in developing funders. So would that be
an
opportunity?
You've already experienced working around. You know, this is what I'm trying to tell you, that right now, the cards are showing to me that you should work in a library. Now, whether they have medical records or whether they have records on books, but that is where that you're being pointed to go. The door is open for you to do that. Now, whatever one you want to choose, that is open. That's what I'm trying to tell you, okay?
Yeah, I don't have a degree in library, though.
You don't have to have a degree. You don't have to have a degree. You just have to really like to do that kind of work. And I see you doing that kind of work. So it's not that you need the experience. You don't need a degree. All you need to do is go in there and say that you want to get experience, and they'll put you to work. Okay? This is the future, honey. I'm talking about the future right now. Okay?
Okay, so it's totally unrelated, but I don't know.
Well, don't get turned off because of the incident that happened there. You know, you don't supposed to get turned off because of that, but you're supposed to remember it. Just remember that they're having a little bit of problems with something like that, and they need important people, they need trustworthy people, and that's you. Okay, you got that?
Yeah, and you said that there is a child, but somebody's planning a pregnancy?
Yes, ma'am.
But it's not me, right? It's not going to be me.
Well, that's up to you, but I don't think it's you. I think it's related to you. That's what I was picking up. It was related to you. Okay?
Okay. All right. That's
very
good.
Did you ever know someone with the name, and its name is Maria? You have a friend, someone named Maria?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Is she a very good friend?
No, she's just someone I know.
Okay. Do you know where she works, what she does?
Yeah, she works in the school system.
She does. Does she work at a library or near a library in a school system?
She's like a school psychologist.
Uh-huh. Well, I just want you to get in touch with Maria. Just make a contact with her and talk to her about the library at the school and just get some information and get some support from her about your experience that you have. Okay? That's what I picked up for you to get in touch with Maria. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else that I could look at for you?
Yeah, they had opened up a new position where I work at, and it may be better pay, but you didn't pick up on that in the same location where I work at.
Uh-huh. It would be changing locations?
No, it's in the same location. But
yeah, because I want you to change locations.
Oh,
I think you'd be better off changing locations. That's my opinion. Okay?
Okay. And I'm having. Do you see anything about a divorce ending? I haven't finalized my divorce.
Actually, someone's fighting that. Someone's fighting that divorce. It may be you. It may be the other person, but they don't want a divorce. So I think that's why it's held up. It's being held up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, on a party.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, don't be in such a hurry about that. Don't be in such a hurry about that, okay?
Okay.
I mean, after all, you know, some of that is good stuff. Don't throw away some of the good stuff, okay? You got to get the money straight. Well, you got to get the money straight.
Yes, yes.
You understand?
Yes, I'm waiting for the judge to make the determinations. And
okay, then you keep waiting until he makes it. Keep waiting.
It's a woman.
Okay. Yeah, don't be in a hurry. Okay? You got that? Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, that sounds good for your new year, a new job, new children coming into your life, also a job that you'll like, that you'll like doing. I think that you have a good year planned, and this divorce has to come through, but until the money is all straight, and then you get your settlement. Okay? So I think you're going to have a good year. All right, honey?
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you. Thank you.
That's all right. Thank you.
Time I look at you, I don't understand why you let the things you did get so out of hand. You'd have managed better if you'd had it planned. No, why'd you choose such a backward time in such a strange land? If you'd come today, you could have reached a whole nation. Israel and Bobisi had no mass communication.
Don't
you get me wrong?
Don't
you get me wrong?
Don't
you get me wrong?
Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ.
let's hear. Look at here, some cards here tonight. A happy New Year to everybody. Well into it on the 3rd. Yep, gonna have a good New Year. All right, here we go. Here, 843. How you doing tonight? Do you want a card reading? Hello, 843. All right, I guess they left the telephone.
Brenda, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. What happened to you?
My headset is cheap. I didn't know I wasn't.
Your headset.
I got a wireless
headset.
Well,
let's see here. I'm going to pick cards here. Would you give me a number between 1 and through 7?
5.
Okay, hold on. It looks like you're starting with the Chariot card, which is a transition card. Movement, that type of thing. You know, moving from here to there. You know, maybe movement of location. Actually, I see movement in, you're a traveler, it looks like here. Is that right? Are you a traveler?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. So you kind of leave the suitcase at the door packed, don't you?
Yes, indeed. And in the trunk. That's right. The one in the car, too.
Well, starting out with the Chariot card, I can see why you're doing that. Listen, do you do things with little businesses to make them big? Something like that?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this is really a good job. I mean, it's really a good career because it keeps you active. In fact, even if you lose out and you don't get a job or you don't get something out of it, you're still happy with the travel because the travel brings you closer to other people from other places. So you're very cultural minded. That's what we're looking at here?
Yes, indeed, Brenda. Yes, indeed.
I love that because that means that you're bringing things to the table that you wouldn't ordinarily bring. Now, you do have this relationship thing that I should talk about. It seems like a woman who is like that, she's a traveler too, but y'all can't seem to meet together. And you really shouldn't worry about it because she's just like you. You know, y'all have arguments, but she wants to live somewhere else, and you want to live somewhere else. You ought to just kind of get along with that. What do you think?
Yeah.
There's no need. You can't make somebody do something they don't want to do, and certainly you don't need to be pushed either. So there's a lot of control going on here in your relationship area that you just kind of need to ease up on. Especially this year. Last year it got real tense. That's what we're looking at, right? It was a real tense situation.
Yes, indeed.
So we don't need that. We don't need stress. We don't need tense. We just need people to be people. You know, and then you even dragged other people in the middle of it. What a mess that became. I mean, you know, you're having a wine party and all of a sudden everybody's telling everything. You know what I mean? You can't keep it quiet.
That's right.
Yeah, y'all got gossiping and talking about it. And then it all becomes over the top tits. So we got to settle that down. We can't have that going on. Because, you know, you really, you know, you're losing it, actually. You always say, well, all right, that's over. But it's not over. No. No. It's too much that went on. Too much good stuff. I always say, if you got some good stuff, you got some bad stuff, right?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Well, just look at the good stuff. I mean, she allowed a lot of things going on in your life that you didn't think anybody would allow. I mean, she really towed, you know, a little bit different than a lot of people. And y'all, you know, broke up, but you got back together. So it looks like you just got into the stress part. So I'm going to predict that that's going to clear up. I am. For this year. It's got to come back together. Are you hearing me?
I'm listening. I hear you.
Well, we got to predict it. You know, the phone calls and the texting and all that, it's just too much water under the bridge to let it go.
Yeah.
And even though it was bad and it seemed bad, it wasn't that bad. That's what I'm looking at. And you love the travel. You love being able to do what you want to do. And all that's still there. Nobody's going to tell you what to do. You know, you talk to your friends, they probably say that. You know, get rid of them. But those people don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Right.
You know, exactly. They make you feel bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, indeed.
So
exactly.
If they're walking around making you feel bad, just don't listen to them. Listen,
okay.
Did you know a guy named Brad?
Yes. He's still here. I know a guy named Brad.
How's he doing? How's he doing with his relationships?
Not good.
Yeah. Well, don't listen to him because he's all about sad. You know, you could get really into his, he's at a pity party, you know?
Yeah.
You don't need that. Okay, so he's there. Just know that he's there. You can say, okay, Brad, that's cool, but I'm not into that. He'll draw you right down into that pity party. Okay?
Yeah. Indeed. I tell you, that's part of my resolution for the year. Keep my business to myself.
That's a good resolution, and I'm agreeing with it, and I'm predicting it too. I'm predicting that you will do that, and you will get your relationship back together, and you will keep your business to yourself. I'm going to predict it all the way down the line. I'm glad you called in because that's my prediction for you. And I'm agreeing with you.
Awesome.
Well, listen, I could say nothing better. You're getting a chariot card. You're in your transition time, and you're going to make it. You're going to make it. And Brad,
awesome.
You keep your mouth shut. That's all I got to say about Brad.
Okay.
Just shut up.
Can I ask you for one more favor?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not going to speak it, but could you pull one more card out the middle of the deck and tell me what it is, please?
Yeah, hold on a minute. I like this card. It's the universe, and that's a universal symbol. So, yeah. It means we covered it. It means we covered it from A to Z. But we got a music thing going on here, showing some kind of music. So it tells you to be in tune to your music. Does that mean something?
Yeah, yes. It's about the rhythm of life, rhythm of my life and my
experience.
Yeah,
that's experience. What it is.
Yeah,
the rhythm and the music of your life. It says here the universe is on your side. There you go. That's
awesome.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I appreciate you, Brenda.
All right, so that was the middle of the deck card.
Awesome.
All right, well, you take care, and have a good, happy new year, okay?
Hey,
just
you
remember,
too. May you be healthy and prosperous.
Yeah, I got you predicted. Okay, thanks a lot, honey.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. 347-838-8452. You just tuned in to the Psychic Soul Reading Show, Messages from the Holy Spirit by Brenda Bradshaw, the Alan Parsons Project, Eye in the Sky.
from the eye in the sky. Okay, I can read your mind. Yeah, do some cards tonight. Let's see here. 610. Hello there. Let's do a card reading for you. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You're doing well? Okay. Let me hear you a little bit again.
Should I ask a question?
Yeah, you go ahead and ask a question.
You told me in like maybe July or something, you told me last year that it wasn't safe to stay, like where I am is safe until September or end of September or something, and you know, I started getting sick starting September, and the sickness continued for 4 months. So is it just, should I really, like, move because it's dangerous health-wise or something?
Okay. So you've been going through something, and you want to know if you should move out of it. Let me draw some cards, okay? All right,
Alrighty.
You hold on. Okay. Okay. Well, I got the devil, and that means that something is going wrong that's not quite, it may be supernatural. Have you had a feeling that maybe there is something spiritual going on around you that's causing some of this interaction here that you're feeling?
I'm not too sure. I had a feeling, though, like I kept getting like a feeling that I'm not supposed to be here anymore sometimes, you know, I tune in
and
I feel like
I'm
not supposed to be here.
Well, I think that you're having an imbalance in your chemistry, in your body. Okay? Are you feeling that maybe you're not getting enough in your diet?
My diet is kind of tiring.
Is your diet messed up?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you get this imbalance of your chemistry, it's either going to be spiritual, physical, or it's going to be mental, okay, what you just described. So what I'm picking up is that it's more chemistry. So if you would get your chemistry balanced, are you eating a lot of vegetables and fruits in your diet?
Yeah, I'm a vegan.
All right, but are you eating fruit also?
Yes.
Okay, but is there something else going on in your diet that maybe not sleeping? Are you having a sleep imbalance problem, honey?
Not too much. Brenda, I have a hunch what it is, though. Like,
you go ahead and tell me. What is your hunch, honey?
Well, for one thing, like the noodles that I'm eating that I don't want to causes like skin ulcers and cysts and pimples, and for another, like I can't stop my mouth from eating. You know, I eat all day. I'm like very voluptuous in this house. If I were to move out by myself, I would be in control of the groceries, you know, but like it's like abundance here.
Okay. That sounds chemistry.
Yeah.
It sounds chemistry. You need to go, maybe, have you had any blood work done lately?
Yeah, I did.
What does it show? Anything in the blood work?
You know, I didn't check up with a doctor yet, but the blood test before that in like end of September was that my liver enzymes were a little bit high, the AST and the ALT.
Yeah, here's the enzymes. Well, if I was you, I'd check back with that on the doctor, on the enzymes. But definitely, I don't think it's spiritual. I don't think you're being invaded by demons or any kind of entities, ghosts or anything like that. I think you're having an imbalance in your total physical body, and you're very sensitive. You're sensitive to a lot of things. Maybe food, some sensitives, and maybe some allergies. Did you notice that you had allergy problems this year?
Yeah, for the past 4 months, it seems like I had severe allergies.
Yeah. So you could tell that your body is very sensitive. So I think that's what's going on. And what you need to do is just check with the doctor, get some of that enzyme straight, and I'm sure you're going to be fine. Okay? So I'm not really ready to jump on this and say that you need a poltergeist or you need something like, you know, somebody coming in and checking on some kind of ghost or anything. Okay, honey? I don't think
okay.
It's a spiritual invasion. I think it's a physical thing. That's my opinion, okay?
Okay.
And as far as that's concerned, you need to go to the doctor, and as soon as you go, everything's going to clear up for you. All right?
Oh.
That's the way I look at it.
Cool.
Okay. Now, was there anything else that you wanted me to look at? Because you do have some other things as far as how people are dealing with you. You're very sensitive to some of these people that are around you. Did you know that?
Yeah. Like, how do I deal with the flirts in my life, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like, my relationship with, like, players and flirts.
Yeah. Well, all of that has to do with your physical body also. And I think once you get straight, you could start seeing people a little bit differently and start feeling their energy. Because, see, what we're talking about is when you have an imbalance in your physical, you're going to have some kind of an electrical disconnection, you know, when you're around people, and you're going to feel their energy coming at you in different directions. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
But it's going to clear up. So I tell you what you do. You call me back in a couple of months after you get all that done, and we'll talk again about it, all right?
Cool, thanks.
That's all right. Well, thank you for calling in tonight. All right, sweetie?
Thank you so much, Brenda.
You're welcome. Okay.
Well, welcome to today's program. If you're ready to reach your truest, highest potential, then stay tuned, because I'm going to show you how to maximize your potential and all things and accelerate in the full calling that God has for your life. Today, I'm going to show you how to move forward in your life with divine timing. And when you understand this concept, there is nothing that can stand in your way. So are you ready? Then let's get started. Bible tells us clearly in the book of Ecclesiastes that there is a time appointed for every purpose. The challenge for most of us is to learn to flow in sync with the seasons of heaven. In my years of ministry, I've seen so many people who have, for lack of a better word, aborted their purpose, their giftings, or even their anointing, because they were just not in sync and in harmony with what God was doing in a specific season. You have to be able to discern and embrace the season you are in. Once you understand that season, you'll be able to respond appropriately and get everything that God has for you in that time. It's difficult for so many people because we want to move faster and we want to run ahead of God in many instances because going through difficult times seem as if it's a waste of time. But God has a process. He's working in all of our lives, and he makes beautiful everything in its time. God is the one that created time, and God created time to follow a specific sequence. Life is to time what wet is to water and heat is to fire. We must be vigilant in conferring with God concerning the timing of everything. David recorded a prayer. He said, so teach us to number our days that we can apply our hearts to wisdom. God is a strategic God, and he wants to give you wisdom for life and living. Wisdom is gained over a period of time based on experiences. In order for us to really live life on purpose, we've got to be able to understand divine timing. And understanding divine timing is going to help you to master the ability to balance conflict, to eliminate distractions, and to gain God-inspired priorities. It's not just a matter of it being from God, but it's a matter of it being for us. So when we think about timings, a lot of us think about timing as a clock and a calendar and something that we manage, and all of those things are man-made. But when we talk about divine timing, we're talking about things such as sequence and syncopation and synchronization. Timing is everything. I can tell you this, that I catch the airplane a lot of time, and there are one or two times that I missed my flight. And I missed it because the airline works with timing, and it's all syncopated. It's not only the pilot that I'm concerned about or the people that are working behind the counter that are taking my tickets. Well, we have the air traffic control as well. And there are so many things that have to be synchronized that in order for there not to be collisions and accidents in the air, they have to be synchronized, syncopated, but here's the important thing. There's got to be sequenced. And so they can't hold up a flight, yes, for me, although I want them to. And there are many times I have argued, I'm a million miler. But guess what? They have to deal with sequence. It has to be syncopated, and it has to be synchronized. This is what God is talking about when he talks about timing. He's not talking about a calendar. He's not talking about our to-do list. He's talking about all of the other things that are happening in the big scheme of things, and he wants to get us synchronized because what we do by way of purpose and assignment is not only just about us and our life and our success and our prosperity. It's about all of the other things and moving parts that are going on in the big scheme of God's unfolding plan in humanity. Let me give you an example of this. In the Bible, it talks about Moses. Moses becoming a deliverer. Of course, we know the story of how he was adopted by Pharaoh's daughter after being dropped in the water. And we know the whole story. But Moses received a prompting that his timing had come, and it had come for him to rise up as a deliverer of his nation. This happened 10 years prior to the statute of limitation for their bondage in Egypt, which was approximately 400 years. So there was no one there to help him to understand these promptings, so he acted presumptuously and killed a man. He ended up in the wilderness for 40 years. Thus, the children of Israel, if you take the 400 minus 40 and you do your math, you're going to end up with them being 30 years past the prophetic statute of limitation. And this is how we get the fact that it was 10 years prior. If it was 430 minus 40, we end up at the 390 mark. Now, this is very important because back in those days, they didn't have clocks like we had. They didn't have calendars like we had. But how was Moses to know that his time had come? There was an inner prompting. And this is why as we pray, we're praying for the timing of the Lord as well, so that we can match the inner prompting with the sequence of the unfolding of God's events in the bigger scheme of things. So that means that we have to learn how to move in sync with God's timing based on the prompting of the Lord. We have to learn heaven's rhythm through prayer. Most of us never take the time to ask the Holy Spirit to teach us. But when you talk about timing, we've got to be able to say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to learn heaven's rhythm and to pick up heaven's frequency. Time and place are inextricably connected. So if I ask you to meet me for lunch at 1 o'clock, but I don't give you a place or a zip code, you can't fulfill my request. So when we talk about timing, we're talking about prophetic zip codes as well. Listen to this. Adam met God in the cool of the morning in a place called Eden. So time and place are inextricably connected. I call this a prophetic grid. There is a prophetic grid in which his will for your life has to be carried out. Here's the caveat. A lot of times we are pushed out of that place because we want to get out of a situation or circumstance that sometimes may be God, but we think that it's not. For instance, Joseph was in a prison. And many of us would have been praying, God, move Joseph out of the prison because he is innocent. Many times God has allowed things to happen in our lives because he's preparing us for something big and something great. The preparation for your destiny began even before you were conceived. Listen to this. The Lamb of God was slain before the foundation of the world. God told Jeremiah, before you were born in your mother's womb, I ordained you to be a prophet. This is exciting because when we deal with time, we usually deal with it as if it's just empty space within a parenthetical moment in history that we are just going into. But time is like a womb. Time and space actually has already been eclipsed by eternity. By the time you were born into something that was in motion. Every morning you wake up, time is already in motion. One of the things that we have to do, therefore, is that if God in his omniscience knows everything, we've got to trust the process that God has placed us in. Just showing up, if he has a scheduled, I call it a bus for you to show up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, don't be hanging around in the restaurant taking your last sip of coffee or your last sip of your favorite drink, looking at your watch, knowing that you've got 5 minutes to get from the restaurant to the bus to make it on time. Don't sit around and say, I'm going to see if I can make it in 2 minutes, and what I'm doing now is so pleasurable that I think I can, and then end up showing up like I did a couple of minutes late, and I literally mean it was a couple of minutes late. I saw them close the door, and the airplane was still on the runway another 10 minutes, and I kept saying, why can't you let me in? They said, this is the procedure I have to follow. Isn't that interesting? A lot of us want to jump over the procedure that God has described to us. Sometimes when a season ends, some of us want, no matter how good it is, we don't want that season to end, and we don't want to make it into the next season for many reasons, and we miss our prophetic bus. God has a plan, he has a procedure, and he has a process, but our individual processes are different from God's. This is why we talk about syncopation. Get syncopated to heaven's rhythm concerning your life. Don't try to keep up with anyone else's. The devil will make it seem as if you are out of rhythm with everyone else. But listen to what Henry Thoreau said. He said, if a man loses pace with his companions, perhaps it is because he hears a different drummer. Let him step to the music which he hears, however measured or far away. Each one of us have to keep up with heaven's rhythm for our lives. You will not always see the benefit of what you are going through or what God has called you to because you are seeing through the eyes of a child. Seeing it through the eyes of a child simply means that you're going to trust your Heavenly Father that he knows best. God is a God that is going to announce your coming at the right time. He declared this about Jesus, that this is my beloved son in whom I well please. And that declaration did not come until he was being baptized in the water. And so when we talked about time and place being inextricably connected, when you get in that place, according to the divine timetable of God, and you were doing the right thing at the right time with the right people for the right reason, God is going to announce your coming too. So stay tuned, because it is time for the smart board. So I'm going to be right back.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You don't call me.
I know I don't call you. I'm so busy, busy. I do message you. I message you on Facebook, though.
Yeah, but you're never on, you know, you're not on there when I see it. You must just stay on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. You and your little doggies.
Yeah. How are you doing? You doing good?
Well, it's been a long time coming back. I finally got my pills straight. I was having anxiety attacks, and finally the doctor gave me something to calm me down. So as long as I can get calmed down, I'm okay.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah. And of course, you know, I've got this thing going on as far as balance. I'm using a walker. Yeah, I'm using a walker. Listen, I'm going to call you. I'm going to write your number down. I happen to have an ink pen now on my desk. Hard to believe.
Okay.
Let's see
All
here.
Right.
I'm going to write your number down. I didn't have it written down, and it wasn't in my phone. Okay.
Oh.
I just saw it when it came up.
Okay.
Well, you have my phone number, don't you?
Yeah.
My cell phone number?
Darlene gave it to me. Unless it's sometimes on my messages, it erases itself for some reason. I don't know why it does that. You know, if I don't save it. So give me your number, because I might not have it. Your cell phone, I guess. Is that the one you answer?
Yeah, I have a cell phone number.
What is it?
It's on the other side of the room right now. And I'm sitting in front of my computer. Listen, I have your number written down. I will call you.
Okay.
I was going to write it down today. Listen, what I'm doing now is I got some brand new cards. I don't like them too much. They're too small. But I did use them tonight on the show.
You had a lot of people listening in?
Yeah, I've been averaging about 10 calls a show.
Well, that's good.
I know, it's amazing. Because, I mean, I'm just advertising on Facebook. I mean, you see my little advertisements. I sent one on your timeline.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. You know, Charlie wants to talk with you. I sent you a message about it. Did you get the messages?
No.
That Charlie wants to talk to you?
Have you talked to him?
Yes, I talked to him. He wants to talk to you because Darlene is not wanting to talk to him at all about my condition. And then Josh won't talk to him. So I thought maybe if you could keep him in wise, like, you know, something happens to me, that you could kind of, like, face me. He can't get on your Facebook page. Did you block him?
Yeah, because of, you know, why?
No.
Yeah.
Well, tell me why.
I blocked him because of Bobby.
Oh.
Because he's friends with him.
He's connected to Bobby?
Yeah, and he's friends with him, and I don't want him to know where I am.
Oh, okay. Well, just leave it alone then.
Yeah, you know,
just don't put him on Facebook with you, okay? But if he writes you a letter or something or gets in touch with you, then maybe y'all could do it that way. You know, then you could say, okay, well, so what, Brenda went to the hospital or whatever. Darlene is just, you know how Darlene is. I guess you know.
But can't you tell him?
Huh?
Can you tell him what happened?
I told him
what happened more than I do.
Well, of course I told him what happened after it happened.
Yeah. So,
but, I mean, now while it was happening, he didn't know I was getting surgery. Anyway, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. Okay?
Well, okay.
It's no big deal. I'll explain it to him. It's because of Bobby.
Okay. Yeah, that's why. That's the only reason.
Yeah, that's about right. Okay.
Yeah,
so let me go. I'm gonna get ready for bed. Are you getting ready for bed?
Yeah, I've been going to bed early.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Is your show over now? Is it over?
Oh yeah, it's been over.
Oh, I didn't know it's been over. Okay. I didn't.
Yeah,
I thought it was 9:30.
When it was the end of the show, I just plugged into you. I mean, you could sit here and talk to me all day long over the airways. That's no big deal because we're on long distance, you know.
Oh,
we're on a telephone, so, I mean, I could sit here all day long and run this, but it wouldn't be broadcasting. We're not broadcasting right now. Got that?
How often? Well, how often are you on there?
I don't know. I've been doing it every night. Just depends on how I feel. I'm feeling pretty good right now. I haven't been able to talk for a long time. All right, let me end my episode and say goodnight to you, and I'll write your phone number now, and I'll give you a call. I meant to do it today anyway.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye, dear.
Okay. Love you too, honey. Take care. Go to sleep and sleep good. I will too. Okay.
Okay, I will.
All right. Bye-bye, darling.